You cannot be his disciple and ignore his word. You cannot be his disciple and reject his word. You can't.
Dr. Tony Evans says we need to treat the Bible like what it is, the word of God.
What's missing today are Christians who will stand on his word with the right attitude and the right spirit, but with crystal clear clarity.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. When a company designs a new product for the marketplace, they'll create a user manual that's authoritative on the product specifications, proper use, and care. Well, today, Dr. Evans says God has done the same with the creation of humankind, and that we can have absolute confidence the Bible is trustworthy and dependable in providing us the truth of this world and eternity. Let's join him as he explains.
The source of truth, the place you go to find truth, the place you run to discover truth, is God's word. Before you buy what anybody else says, the question is, does it agree or disagree with God's word? For God is true, and therefore, as we have seen, let every man be a liar. 66 books written over 1,500 years by just over 40 different authors. Talking in the Old Testament, 700 years before Jesus was born, that the Savior would be born, Micah 5:2, in a small town called Bethlehem. The record speaks for itself. When people were debating that the earth was flat, Isaiah said the earth was round. The record speaks for itself. When they discovered oil in the Middle East, the record had already said that when Noah built the ark, he built it with pitch and tar. And wherever you have pitch and tar, you have oil. Because the record speaks for itself. Whether it's science, geography, whether it's human response and reaction, whether it's anthropology, you pick the subject and nobody has ever found anything in the Bible incorrect. The few times they called something incorrect, after a few years, they found out they were wrong. Over and over again, the Bible authenticates itself as great history. Well, if we believe what the Bible says about other things, why shouldn't we believe what it says about itself? It declares itself to be the Word of God, and if you can show me otherwise, I'd be very interested to see it. It is self-authenticating to the most minute detail. Jesus said that heaven and earth would pass away before the smallest detail in the Word of God would not be fulfilled. Matthew 5:18. He said, down to the jot and the tittle. Those are the two smallest strokes in the Hebrew alphabet. The two smallest strokes. He says, this word is so accurate and so complete and so comprehensive that the smallest strokes in the alphabet are going to be fulfilled. God warns in Revelation 22:18, anybody who adds to this book or takes away from this book will get plagues for messing with this book. Because God is protecting, covering his word. Matthew 24:25, heaven and earth will pass away before God's word does. Proverbs 30 verses 5 and 6, every word of God is tested. Psalm 12 verse 6, God's word is free from impurity, no level of contamination. You and I live in a post-truth world. We live in a world that would prefer untruth, deception, and lies, which is facilitated by the evil one. And people are setting God's word aside in favor of human wisdom. Let me say that again. Even Christians, which is why we can't solve the political problem, the race problem, the culture problem, the class problem, the marriage problem, the whatever the problem is, because the word of God gets set aside for what folk say or what folk think or what you say or I say and we think. Let me show you something in Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11 says these words by Jesus as he prays. Verse 25, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son will reveal him. He says in verse 25, you have hidden these things from the smart people. Amen. From the wise and intelligent. You ever met anybody too smart for their britches? The wise and the intelligent. That is, they've got human wisdom. They've got BAs and MAs and MBAs and PhDs. And they have educated themselves into fools. Amen. Because you really have to be educated to come up with evolution. The fairy tale for adults. They have educated themselves into oblivion. And he says, when you choose human wisdom over divine inspiration and God's disclosure, when you choose human perspective over that, God hides himself from you. Amen. Amen. So you'll be ever learning and never coming into the knowledge of the truth. He says, I thank you, Father. I thank you that you hide this from the smart folk. Not because it's wrong to go to school or wrong to get a good education, but it's wrong to think independently of God with that information that you receive. And he says, and you will reveal it to infants. That is to people who are operating dependently. Scripture is permanent and scripture is inerrant. Inerrant means without error. When it was given to the writers of the Bible, it was given with perfection. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 31, he says, those who abide in my word are truly my disciples. Watch this. Those who hang out where you live, who abide in my word are truly my disciples. So let me flip it. If his word is not your house, you are not his disciple. Abide means what you, that's home. Do you live with his perspective? Do you live wanting to know his worldview? Do you live wanting to know what he feels, thinks, and says about a subject? You cannot be his disciple and ignore his word. Amen. You can't. You cannot be his disciple and reject his word. You can't. So to say I'm going to be a kingdom disciple and to not hold his word in high esteem, Jesus says, you're not true. You're not for real. What's missing today are Christians who will stand on his word with the right attitude and the right spirit, but with crystal clear clarity, because it is flawless. It makes no mistakes on anything it talks about and it talks about everything we need to know about. But in our post-Christian environment, this is not what you're going to get. You may get some respect for the Bible, but that's about it. You won't get yielding to it because human intelligence will take over. How you were raised will take over. Your personal private perspective will take over. And therefore, God's power and presence will be hidden from you.
Dr. Evans will have more for us on the importance of holding tightly to the truth of God's Word when he continues this message in a moment. Don't go away.
If you're like most Christians, there are people in your life who know you but may not know Jesus. You really want to do something about that, but don't feel equipped to share your faith effectively. In other words, maybe if you knew more, you could do more. Well, that's where the Tony Evans Training Center comes in. It's an online Bible school with classes that'll take you deep into the most important core concepts of the faith. You can start with our free introductory course on evangelism, then move on to subjects like spiritual warfare, marriage building, maturing in the faith, and many more. The content is challenging, but you can move through it at your own pace anytime you're online. There's also lots of custom content from Tony and an online forum where you can get your specific questions answered. Go to TonyEvans.org and follow the link to the Tony Evans Training Center. It's like having a seminary on your smartphone.
And when you visit our website at TonyEvans.org, be sure to also request Tony's brand new book, Kingdom Values. In it, he explains why the only antidote to the cultural craziness going on around us is to build a healthy Christ-centered character inside us. You'll discover a blueprint for personal growth that'll not only change the way you live, but influence the people around you. If you contact us right away, we'll send you a copy of Kingdom Values as a way of saying thanks when you make a contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on the station. Along with it, we'll include all 8 messages in his current teaching series, Returning to the Truth. But this special offer is only available for a few more days, so don't wait. Make your request online when you visit TonyEvans.org or reach out to our Resource Center any time of the day or night at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat our contact information for you after Tony brings us the conclusion of today's lesson. Let's join him.
America has a constitution. The constitution is the superintending document which is to be the last court of appeal. The Supreme Court's role is to protect the Constitution through the application of the law consistent with the Constitution. Constitution is the superintending document to which everything else is supposed to conform. The Supreme Court is to make sure, that's what it's supposed to do, that laws that are made that get up to them are consistent with and submitted to this superintending document. So while this group says this and this group says that and they fight and they fuss and they cuss and they battle, when it goes up here, it's supposed to be one question. Is that constitutionally consistent? We may fuss and cuss and fight and battle. We may have how you were raised, how I was raised, what you think, what I think, what they think. But we have a constitutional document, which is to be the final court of appeal on all subjects. People don't reject the Bible because it contradicts itself. They reject the Bible because it contradicts them. They don't want to be contradicted. That's why the Bible says men suppress the truth. They suppress the truth because they don't want the truth telling them what to do. They don't want the truth controlling their life, their decision making. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let me read from verse 14. You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them. And that from a childhood you have known the sacred writings, the Bible, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 16. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so the man of God may be adequate and equipped for every good work. But I want to focus now on those first four words. All scriptures is inspired, and then he says, by God. The Greek word is theopneustos, and the word means God breathed. All scripture is God exhaling. It's God breathed. God sent his word from his mouth, from his breath. And all scripture, all that's written in the Bible, is the breath of God. Is the exhaling of God. And he says all of it. From the first verse in Genesis to the last verse in Revelation. It is all God breathed. And when you treat it like it is the word of God, not the word of men that just makes you feel good on a Sunday morning or inspires you, but you treat it like it is the word of God, he said it is able to save you. Now, Timothy's already saved. He's already on his way to heaven. So he's not talking about it will make you a Christian. That's where you start. But he says it will deliver you in your life. The word saved means to be rescued. He says if you treat the word of God like the word of God, it will rescue you. Amen. It will give you wisdom. It will show you how to make better decisions. I'm sure if all of our hands were raised from up here to down there and back again, we could say, I wish I would have listened to God earlier. Because I wouldn't have had this happen, that happen, this happen, that happen. A plane needs a control tower. A life needs a control tower. Because things get stormy and cloudy. I told you the story about my son Anthony when he was small. And I bought him a bike for Christmas. At that time, I was working on my master's degree, and maybe I was smelling myself or something, because I took the book to show you how to assemble it, and I put it on the side, because I'm intelligent. I'm smart. 8 hours later, with just the handlebars on, Sister Evans came and she said to me, I just thought I would share with you, could it be that the bicycle maker knows about more about bicycle assembly than you do? I'm just saying. So having been humbled, I went over and picked up the instruction manual and began to follow what the book said. And in 45 minutes, I had done with my master degree education what 8 hours was not able to achieve, because the bicycle maker knew more about bicycle assembly than I did with my degrees. And the life maker knows more about life living than you do if you'll just check his manual. The Bible is the source of truth. A doctor one day, a man came to him, he was sick, said, doctor, help me. He says, I'll write out a prescription. He wrote out the prescription, gave it to the pharmacist, got the medicine. He called the doctor, he said, doctor, I'm still sick. The doctor said, well, how much of the medicine did you take? He said, I haven't opened it. See, a lot of us will pick up the Bible, we just won't open it. And we wonder why it won't work. Because we fail to treat it like it should be treated. The absolute, inerrant, authoritative, without error, voice of God in print. You don't apologize for it. You don't regret it. You don't back away from it. You take your stand on it, on all subject matter. That's why the Bible says a student can be smarter than his teacher if he starts with God. I was in my car and the mirrors collapsed and I couldn't get the mirrors to open up. I'm trying to figure out how to open up this, get the mirrors back out because something is off. And I'm in there, I'm like 20 minutes sitting in there trying to figure out, because I don't want to drive not being able to look at my external rearview mirrors. And so I'm trying to figure this out. And then like after 20 minutes and I'm frustrated, it dawns on me there's a book in your glove compartment. Now, you have to understand, I have the book. I own the book. The book is always close by because it's in the glove compartment of my car, but I have never, ever used the book. And the reason I haven't used the book was I'm satisfied with the basics. See, I'm satisfied to get in, turn it on, drive, you know, get my transmission in the direction I want to go, and I'm satisfied. But when stuff wasn't working and my human understanding couldn't figure it out, I remembered that the manufacturer wrote a book. And I went and I pulled out the book and I went to the index and I found out the pages that deal with the rear view lights. And I turned to the page and there it was. It simply said, if the lights won't come out, this is what you do. Now, I wouldn't say it so y'all could hear it, but I said it to myself, you fool. I called myself a name. You could have solved this almost 30 minutes ago, but you insisted on leaning to your own understanding when the manufacturer has already written a book. You and I are to be people of the truth, and if you're going to be a person of the truth, you must be willing to be a person of Scripture. You must be willing to be a person who says, I don't just want to own God's word. I don't just want to have God's word. I want to know what he says about the subjects that I'm dealing with. And if I can't find it, I'll find somebody else who can find it so that I can begin to use it so that I can see that the word works. Amen. Amen. It is not merely information about God. It is the voice of God in print. And may we never wander from the centrality of the Word of God. Because if we hold tight to it, it will demonstrate it wants to hold tight to you.
Dr. Tony Evans with an encouraging message about the power and truth we find in God's Word. Now, if you'd like to have a copy of today's message to review on your own or pass along to a friend, I'd encourage you to get this message, The Source of Truth, as part of Tony's current teaching series, Returning to the Truth. Right now, but only for a few more days, you can get all 8 messages in this powerful series as our gift, along with his brand new book, Kingdom Values, all in appreciation for your contribution to help us keep this program coming your way. Call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222 to make the arrangements. It's open around the clock. That's 1-800-800-3222. Or visit TonyEvans.org. And while you're there, check out our huge collection of life-building audio, video, and print resources. As a celebration of our ministry's 41st anniversary, we're offering 41% off practically everything you'll find, but only through this weekend. So don't wait. Visit TonyEvans.org today. Well, coming up next time, just like a gift, God's truth is free. He offers it without cost. He makes it freely available for us to take advantage of. And just like a gift, if we don't accept his truth, it's of no benefit to us. Be sure to join Dr. Evans on Monday as he continues this essential look at returning to the truth. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.